This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Video games aren't just fun and games in Massachusetts. They are a very serious $2 billion a year business, spurred largely by the game development talent pouring out of MIT.
And that's in part why, for the second year in a row, the Seattle-based Penny Arcade Expo, or PAX, chose Boston as the site of their East Coast convention. 60,000 people are expected at the Boston Convention and Exposition Center for PAX East this weekend.
Landing PAX East for the first time last year was considered a major coup for the local game developer community, which has long stood in the shadow of their Californian counterparts on the West Coast. Massachusetts, it seemed, had arrived.
But as Radio Boston's Adam Ragusa reports, the local industry is stumbling rather than sprinting into this year's convention.
For the second year in a row, the night before PAX East has been lit up by a special party and expo just for Massachusetts-based game developers at the Microsoft Nerd Center in Kendall Square. Basically, a bunch of MIT kids showing their game concepts and fishing for investors. But one exhibitor I met there last night didn't go to MIT. He went to Berkeley.
We are building a web-based platform that allows musicians to showcase their talent live on the internet.
Elliot Hunt is with a little Boston company called Big Life Labs. Their concept is basically like Guitar Hero, where you play a guitar with a virtual band and a virtual audience, except here you play on a real instrument instead of a little plastic controller. This is me dropping my tasty licks all over the Beatles' Get Back. They love me! Look at it!
All of the avatars that are in the world are other listeners that are logged in. Could be in Japan, could be in Canada, and they vote on what they're hearing.
Well, I'm certainly having a good time with it, but this was kind of the year that the music game died. Guitar Hero was discontinued, and Harmonix, the Cambridge-based developer of Rock Band, posted nine-figure losses. Viacom sold them off, and the company laid off dozens of employees, traumatizing the local game developer scene. Hunt is worried that's going to rub off on his product as he shops it around to investors.
Hopefully we can convince them the slant that we're putting on this is a bit more exciting and it's sort of the next evolution of these games.
For the local game industry, these hard times for Harmonix have represented injury after insult, the latter having been dealt by former Red Sox pitcher Curt Schilling, who moved his game company, 38 Studios, to Rhode Island after Massachusetts didn't come through on a tax break he wanted. Critics called Schilling greedy, but he's not the only gaming entrepreneur around who's felt spurned by the Commonwealth.
Who in this room is planning to start a game company of any kind?
That question posed by longtime Massachusetts gaming magnate John Radoff, founder of Gamer DNA and the new Facebook game Disruptor Beam. His audience at the MIT Sloan School of Management's Business in Gaming conference yesterday shot up about half a dozen hands.
Okay. And of you, are you going to definitely do it in Massachusetts?
A lot of heads shook in the affirmative.
Like, I don't know why you would do that. If I was starting a company today and I was, like, fresh out of MIT Sloan with nothing kind of rooting me to the area, it's not a lot of obvious reasons why you would actually start a game company in Massachusetts. I mean, you would be better off going to California.
And why? Well, California and 20 other states now offer some kind of tax incentive for game developers. Here in Massachusetts, there was talk last year of extending the state's film tax credit to the gaming industry. When I visited the first PAX East back then, all the developers seemed certain that would happen. But it didn't, and the film tax credit itself came into question on Beacon Hill. Now, in recent weeks, Worcester State Rep. Vincent Padone has introduced new tax credit legislation, but in the current budget environment, its future is uncertain, particularly in the face of arguments like this one, posed at that Sloan panel by moderator Mike Caravetta.
You know, look how far the state's game industry has come without any kind of help. Why do we even need anything? Anybody have a rebuttal to that?
I'll jump in, because you will lose. That's why.
So says Gordon Bellamy, chair of the International Game Developers Association.
You know, people have all sorts of offerings, whether it be lower prices, better taxes.
And a better regulatory environment. For example, the game industry is powered in large measure by independent contractors. In Massachusetts, it can be hard to hire a contractor for your core business functions without treating him or her as a full employee and offering benefits. That's meant to protect workers from exploitation, but the game industry has been clamoring to get the law changed for years. And this year, there's a bill in the legislature to do just that.
Even with these public policy changes coming into play, I don't think the financing environment is going to change, you know, short of a decade.
At least not in Massachusetts, says John Radoff of Disruptor Beam. Not because the economy is bad, but because years of unfriendly public policy may have put Massachusetts permanently behind California. Even if Beacon Hill suddenly starts handing out goodies to the industry now, it may be too late.
It's the lack of really substantive publisher presence in the state in the game industry. It's lack of a lot of rich angel investors who have made millions in the game industry who want to directly invest in the new wave of companies. That really doesn't exist here.
On the upside, what does exist here is plenty of guys like Christian Beckelund, another MIT grad whose company Subatomic Studios was showing off their new iPad game last night.
So this is Tinkerbox. It's basically a 3D physics puzzle game.
Beckelund drags various gizmos around to guide a stream of digital ball bearings into a pocket.
Success!
Yep.
The popularity of blissfully simple apps like this one led industry observers to christen 2010 the year of the mobile game. That's a wave that Beckelund says Massachusetts can ride with its preponderance of small firms and cash-poor but skill-rich students.
You know, with the mobile platform, a lot of the mobile platforms, it's pretty quick to get something up and going pretty easily. So definitely a lot of these smaller companies that are, especially the newer startups, it's very easy to get something going right away.
But at 99 cents a pop on iTunes for that kind of thing, it could take a long time for small and mobile Massachusetts to balance the scales with the Golden State.